Welcome back to Focus with Paul W. Smith. I'm Kevin Dietz, and today we are covering the 98th Annual National Cherry Festival in Traverse City, Michigan. We are broadcasting live from the lobby of the Indigo Hotel right across from the beautiful Grand Traverse Bay. We are sponsored by Pure Michigan, and everything you need to know about the Cherry Festival you can find at cherryfestival.org. Cherry Festival honoring the cherry, which is so important to Michigan. And joining us now is Nels Velket with the Cherokee Inc. Good morning. How are you?
Very good, Kevin.
Did we get that name close?
Yeah, very close.
Very close. Okay, good enough. Tell us a little bit about cherry growing in Traverse City, in Michigan, in northern Michigan in particular.
Cherry growing is a big business here in Michigan. We grow the most tart cherries in the nation, and depending on how you want to stack it up, probably any region in the world. So this week, we're probably 10 days ahead of our normal harvest schedule, so sweet cherries are in. Everybody's excited about that, that the sweet cherries are ready for the cherry festival. Tart cherries will start a little bit later this week. So a lot of warm weather, a lot of wet weather. The three major growing regions in Michigan, Southwest, West Central, and Northwest. Southwest is pretty much finished up. West Central Michigan around Hart Shelby, they're in the thick of it right now. And Northwest Michigan, end of next week, will be in full swing.
And where do we find sweet cherries? Where do we find tart cherries?
Tart cherries, mostly because they are so perishable, you find those in the dried form or in a juice form. Those are all over the place up here. Sweet cherries, pretty much any roadside stand or enterprising young 12-year-old on the corner anywhere in Traverse City right now. Pretty easy for them to have access to fruit this year because of the timing.
Okay. And is there a certain soil or something that makes cherry growing different here than anywhere else, or why is it so big here?
We have a good soil set for it, sandy loam, all along West Michigan. So a lot of the places that cherries like to grow on the high vistas, people like to site their houses as well. But mainly it's the sandy loam along the west coast of Michigan here. They get a little bit of that out in Utah as well on some of the mountainsides. And then we just have a fantastic climate. We get the moderating temperatures from the lake, whether that's early in the season or late in the season, and just kind of a perfect environment for tart cherries especially.
Yeah, we were talking about the weather. Just in one day, we kind of had some warm, we kind of had some wind, we kind of had some wet. You get a little bit of everything up here in northern Michigan. That's conducive for cherry growing.
Yeah, they all every year has its challenges. This year we've had lots of water. The trees have been really healthy. The fruit has good size, but of course that means that everything else has had a lot of water, including all the funguses and all the pests. So there's an ongoing battle with that. And then the wind always will bang up the fruit a little bit. So you'd like to have a Goldilocks somewhere where the weather is just perfect. It never gets above 85 degrees and the humidity stays pretty normal. But we do what we can, and a lot of people work hard and try to have a little bit of geographic diversity. Michigan as a state, probably 20 million pounds in Southwest, 60 million pounds in West Central, and maybe 80 to 100 million pounds up north. So from a total state perspective, we have good geographic diversity. If one area gets beat up badly through a frost or gets hit with some stormy weather, it doesn't really take out the entire crop. So Michigan as a cherry producer is definitely here to stay.
Walk us through the process from planting to harvest.
Well, it takes about 7 years after you plant the tree. It goes into the nursery for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years in the budding process, and then it goes into the ground. And it's about 7 years in before you get your first sort of harvestable crop. So tart cherries are one of those products where you got to have a capital investment up front, and it takes a while to get it back. They typically live in northwest Michigan for about 35 years, so if you don't go broke during the first decade and a half, you might just make enough money to hang on for the next decade and a half. Sweet cherries, very similar. You can grow those a little bit higher density and on some dwarfing rootstocks, get a little bit more product earlier, but that's usually about 5 or 6 years before you really start getting anything saleable off them. And then if you are into sweet cherries, you either pick those for fresh market. That's a pretty specific market in a very tight time window. or you grow them to make maraschino cherries. That's what everybody knows, where the brine cherries go. And then if you grow tart cherries, a lot of those go into dried cherries. People like to eat dried cherries. That's the main focus for those. Also pie, frozen, and then juice is increasingly a big one for us in the tart market.
So if you're lucky enough to be in this industry for decades, how much has technology changed and what kind of role does technology play? Or is it pretty much like it was 100 years ago?
It's essential. We started, I should say, you know, my dad and his brothers and a couple of their fraternity brothers started back in the late 60s. And my uncle didn't like to go so slow on the tractor with the sprayer behind it. That's a thing that most people recognize. So he put a tank on the back of a pickup truck. And today we're running seventh generation 1,500-gallon tanks on converted school bus chassis with GPS and Raven systems.
Oh,
and it's basically like a fighter jet. We build those in-house. A lot of that stuff is specialty built. And for us, the technological advancement, whether it's at the farm level or at the processing level, is what has always driven, you know, what's next. Whether it was making juice concentrate, whether it was drying of the cherries, these are all things that have come around every decade or so. The newest one is nutraceutical powder made from the skin. So in this industry, we innovate and then, we innovate and then we end up basically having to innovate again about every 10 years because somebody else in the world sees our product, sees how well it sells, wants to be in the American market. The American market is one of the best markets to be in the world, and they begin to send it here. So we have to come up with something new, something more creative. And yeah, that's basically the cycle. About every decade, if you don't innovate, you're going to be out of business. You can hold on for a while on the value of your land, but the reality is that only takes you so far.
That's incredible. When we grow stuff around the house, we're always worried about pests and disease. Is that an issue with the big farms?
Absolutely. We have, this year is a little bit trickier because of the weather. Spotted wing Drosophila is one that people have heard about recently. That's really bad for blueberries, tart cherries as well. And then plum curculio is another one that we deal with. And, you know, it's like anything. You do the best that you can to keep the bugs away. Like the best, you know, the best defense is preventative measures. Once you have a problem, you're spending a lot of money to fight, and it's really too late. You're kind of fighting the losing battle. So that becomes an issue when you've got lots and lots of different things to fight. There are only, you know, so many checks in the checkbook, and only so many hours in the day to get back out after it's been raining if you need to spray. Trying to get the efficacy out of those inputs. So it can be a very expensive time of year, and keeping those pests at bay is critical.
How big is the National Cherry Festival for promoting the business, the industry? Would it be different if this was the Blueberry Festival?
Yeah, the Cherry Festival gives cherries a national scope that I don't think we would have if we didn't have this festival every year. Cherries are grown all over the United States, but Michigan is the 800-pound gorilla. And the Cherry Festival does a great job getting the idea of cherries into people's heads. And whether that's viral TikToks that are coming out about the melatonin in the cherry concentrate used as mocktails, whether it's a new healthy food program for the schools, all this stuff, the Cherry Festival is invaluable in our marketing efforts.
We seem to see it in a lot of different products, too, every year, which just gets you thinking about cherries again.
Yes, and what I am most excited about for the future of cherries is the use of nutraceutical powder.
Yeah.
Then we can be in everything, you know, and we can be in it as an ingredient that brings a lot of antioxidant and health value, and really just highlight something that is unique and special for Michigan.
We'll be watching for that. Nels Velket, Cherry Key Inc., thank you for joining us so much and teaching us a little bit about the business.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. This is Focus with Paul W. Smith. We're at the 98th Annual National Cherry Festival, coming to you live from the Indigo Hotel. You can find out everything you need to know at cherryfestival.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to WJR 760 AM.